God, our shepherd, God, our light. Thank you for that story, that very personal story about God coming in the darkness when things are really, really tough. God, with the light, comes and surrounds us. We've heard a number of things. We started with a call to worship about the shepherd. It's not a very familiar image in our culture. Who here has a career of being a shepherd? Probably nobody. It's very much during that time and that culture, being out in the pasture and caring for the sheep. And what a job it is, caring for the sheep. And Jesus is seen as a shepherd, an image that we maybe can't grab onto as much because we're not familiar with it in our culture, but wow, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not need anything because God is with us. That image brings us very much to the Psalms, because that to me is that one psalm, especially in the book of Psalms, is so familiar, and we've heard it here together and said it together. That book of Psalms really is, for the most part, the life, a lot of it has to do with the life of David, and we have these 150 emotion-filled psalms, poetry. And it is probably the one book that is turned to the most. And why is that? Why is that book of Psalms so dear to many of us? I think it's probably because the situations, the circumstances that the shepherd is in can be brought to us, can be easily applied to our own lives today. The emotions in those books range from, you know, deep, deep longing to anger, to revenge, to obviously praise, to lament, to hopefulness and confidence. And so I just became, you know, I don't know what the word is, even so impressed and longed to go through this book of Psalms and find out more about the poetry. And so I did some study in that and thought, you know, this was a hymnal. This is the hymnal of the Hebrew people. And unfortunately, we don't know what they sang with some of these poems, but this was their hymnal. And so, as you've heard this morning, and I'm part of a committee to work on a new song collection, we find new melodies and we find texts and words and settings of psalms. And so I thought, you know, I would love, and if I God gives me a melody or something to write to some of these psalms, oh, that would be so amazing. And so that is what I've been kind of doing the last number of years. Actually, it started way back, 1976. Okay, that's kind of a ways back. I was on the Intermenno trainee program. It was with the MCC, and of course it doesn't exist anymore, and I got to travel to Europe for a year. I chose to leave my family and friends for one entire year. Like, that was pretty major when you didn't have FaceTime and Skyping and emailing and all these things that we do today, where, you know, you can still keep in touch. You can actually see each other. I didn't even phone. I couldn't even hear my parents for a whole year because it was too expensive. So basically, that letter. Oh, that letter. Mom, are you going to write a letter this week? Well, she wrote basically every week, and I tried to write, and that's how, and from friends, and that's how we communicated. I was on a dairy farm in France for half a year, and in Alsace, and a chicken farm in Germany near Heidelberg. I brought my harp with me. You could imagine the lonely times when you kind of left everything behind that you know, and you're living with this family. It was a Mennonite family, it was a wonderful family, but they thought it was best if I would have a room in the barn. and not with them in their beautiful ranch-style house. They had a beautiful new house, but they put me in this room on top. It was like, yeah, in the attic, in the barn. And it had, you know, it had, of course, the bed, and it had a, you know, a little cupboard for clothes and a table and chairs and a luxury item of a sink and a mirror. No TV, no nothing, of course, no internet, no phone. And they were lonely times. So I'm going to sing you the first psalm that came to me in that time, and that was, of course, Psalm 23. And imagine with me at that time, I was so tired of each day's work, and I was exhausted, and I just fell into that feather bed. It was a nice bed, feather blanket, you know. And that harp just kind of was right on top. It's not very heavy. And so I was just lying in bed, and I'm starting to pluck away at some notes, and melodies came to me. And of course, I had that Psalm 23 in my mind already on the tractor plowing the fields. And I said, okay, this melody, I got to put to music. So this melody and this psalm, really, Psalm 23, brought me comfort during some of those times on my year away in Europe.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, He restores my soul. He leads me beside still waters, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His own name's sake, for His own name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of a death, I will see Thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. House of the Lord forever.
As you heard, Linda and I are living at a camp, 3 years already at Camp Assiniboia. I know you have different camps here in Alberta. There's Camp Shekinah, where Rob Jansen where we, of course, went to CNBC together and formed some great friendships. And yeah, and you have Camp Vlacqua, I guess, here, and Terry Schellenberg, maybe that rings a bell. He was director here, and then he came to Camp Assiniboia and Camp Shekinah. We kind of, Linda and I kind of, we were both there that summer of 1980, and we had grown and we had been in high school together in Leamington and somehow gone to CNBC together, but that spark hadn't happened till Camp Shekinah. Camp Shekinah, there we thought, okay, Linda, I think we should like kind of like maybe get together and like, maybe we should think about getting married. So it all kind of started at a camp, and now we're back at a camp. Camp Assiniboia, you've been there 3 years, and Linda is the guest services person where all the groups takes care of the groups when they come and books them and all that, and I do some custodial work, and I'm also a farmer. Yes, a farmer. I had that experience in Germany on that Intermeno trainee program, being on a chicken farm and a dairy farm, and I qualified to be a farmer at this camp. There are rabbits, we have chickens, and we have some horses, and I'm a caretaker. And I enjoy that. It's great. It's not full-time work, so I have time to come and visit congregations like you. And it's wonderful to do music kind of on the side. Psalm 8. Psalm 8 is that psalm. It's one of the first psalm in the Bible that's like total praise. Like it's just, there's nothing lament or anything. It's just praising God. And it begins with, "Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." How majestic. And the psalmist goes on to say, "You have crowned me with honor and with glory." Like, you made me little, just a little lower than the angels. Like, wow, the psalmist is thinking, like, wow, God is really, like, loving me. He's crowned me with honor and glory. But then God says, "I have given you charge over the earth, all sheep and birds and the fish in the sea." And so I guess we are all called to be caretakers. And so this psalm, this melody came to me at Camp Assiniboia. It's a more of a recent one. I was just so inspired by the creation. We have 155 acres and lots of wood and wood, the forest and the birds singing nowadays. I just so excited when I see the green starting to come up, just like, you know, oh, things are just starting to blossom. And the trees are just budding, and the birds are going to be singing, are singing. And so here is this melody, Psalm 8.
How majestic is your name, how majestic in all the earth. When I look at the heavens, the works of your hand, the moon and the stars which you have made, I wonder, who am I that you think of me? What are we that you care for us? Oh God, you have created us a little lower than the angels. And God, you have crowned us with honor and with glory. You have given us charge of your world, all sheep and oxen, all beasts of the field, all birds in the air, and all fish of the sea. Oh God, you have created us a little lower than the angels. God, you have crowned us with honor and with glory. How majestic is your name, how majestic. majestic in all the earth. God, your name echoes around the God's name echoes around the world. Another way of saying, oh God, how majestic is your name. Finally, a psalm that encompasses different emotions, not just praise, maybe like I've just sung, or that song of confidence in God, the shepherd, like Psalm 23. But this one, a psalm that... Well, let me tell you, it came to me when I mentioned this Friday, when things just kind of go dark, and the responsibility and the expectations I had were getting too much, and I just dropped everything. And I went on a little retreat, a silent retreat. It wasn't all that silent, because I had my harp along, so I was doing music, so I wasn't just sitting there in silence, but I was... looking at Lake Erie, frozen, totally white. It was February, but squirrels were scampering around, up the trees, down the trees, and then I saw the cardinal. I have something about, I love birding, and I love, the cardinal is not around in Winnipeg, and I miss that beautiful red bird, and so you can imagine the red against the white. And it just inspired me, and I went for a walk, and I actually was chasing this cardinal for a while and trying to find it, and I have this beautiful song. And so that time made me kind of rethink life and what next, and we all go through that, don't we? And so Psalm 37 was a text that came to me, and it actually starts with the words, commit your life to the Lord. And then... wait patiently for God. Be still. But it's that committing to God. And so I, you know, sat there in this little room that I had in this retreat center, and I came up with this melody. And let me tell you, it gets angry too, like as. There's this rage within me. There's this anger that why is this happening to me? Like, I don't understand it at all. Not at all. And then the psalmist says, don't be anxious at all. And we've had sharing here of somebody being so incredibly anxious. This psalm talks, don't be anxious at all. Trust in God. Commit your life to the Lord. Your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, He will protect you. Be still before God, patiently waiting for Him. Calm your anger. Forget your rage. Do not be anxious at all. The Lord's our guide. He will be there. Take delight in the Lord. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, He will protect you. Be still before God. patiently waiting for me. The Lord's our guide, he cares for you. Do not be anxious at all. The Lord loves justice, he'll not forsake. Take delight. Trust in him, he will protect you. Be still before God, patiently waiting for him.
Wait patiently, whatever you are experiencing today, and may God's comfort be with you. May God's strength be with you, and above all, put your hope and trust in God.